are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CD veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right, there's no stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the second hour. So if you missed the first hour, well, then you have to go to our webpage tomorrow. Look us up, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let me repeat that. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed this show, the first hour of this show, or any part of any show in the past, well, 7 years, believe it or not, we've been on the radio. What, Lynn?
Let's remind everybody about our Facebook page.
Yes.
It's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And specifically, every Thursday, we post the upcoming show highlights on the website and LinkedIn and Facebook. So look for us there.
And if you're tuning us in basically for the first time, wondering what the show is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The show is non-political. We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. It's a fun show. It's supposed to be to entertain you. It's supposed to educate you. It's supposed to, well, for folks who want jobs, we talk about jobs.
It's supposed to keep you company.
Supposed to keep you company. It's also a lot of blind people would like to meet other blind people.
Right.
So
networking
on the show. Also, I started the show for another reason, too. I wanted the sighted people to know about the blind people. So when they realize and they see people in a restaurant that are blind, we can do a lot of things, a lot of things. So you don't have to worry about us as blind folks. What, Gary, what do you want to say, Gary? You're up.
Oh, I was just going to say that the same thing is with the sighted people, they don't quite understand blind people. They're afraid to talk to them. They don't want to. They worry about saying something wrong, or it's not that way. We love to talk to people and you ask questions. We love people to ask questions because that's how you learn. So that's the other reason.
Oh,
why we
something
do
else.
This way.
Gary, I have to tell him something else. When we see us walking, Gary or myself or any other blind person using a cane, please don't call it a stick. It's not a stick. It's a cane. We call it a cane, not a stick.
Oh, when you go to try to guide us, don't grab the cane and point, work it back and forth for us. We just go ahead and grab your elbow, to, you know.
And something else, when a blind person says, like I always go, when I go into a restaurant, I say, where's the men's room? Don't say it's over there. That doesn't help us over there. Tell us some kind of direction, to the left, straight ahead, to the right. Give us some kind of direction. Don't just say over there. That doesn't help us. Okay. Gary, you're laughing, but it's the truth.
It's true. It's true. Oh, and the other thing, somebody's got a dog guide, canine dog or whatever, you know, they came from. Don't grab the dog and try to guide the dog. Same thing. Just ask if you want assistance and offer your elbow, you know, if you want to help them.
The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let me give you a trivia right now. It's not a music trivia. It's a question trivia. Listen to the question. Very
you
careful.
Can't do that. Now, Michael, you can't do it. You got to go trivia, trivia, trivia. Or it don't work.
What do you mean? We're not doing trivia right now.
You always go trivia, trivia, trivia time. That's how you introduce your trivia.
Okay. I didn't get it either.
Trivia,
anyway,
trivia, trivia. Come on.
So here's the trivia question. I want a song or a movie or a book. I'll repeat that. A song, a movie, or a book that has a title in there, the word and, A-N-D, and has to be in the title of the song or book or whatever the movie is. It's got to be in the words and. So when they're talking about the movie, the book, whatever, the word and, A-N-D, has got to be in the title. And, A-N-D, and. Okay.
So, for example,
in, I
like.
Want two answers. You got to give me two. You just can't give me one. Two is for the answer. Okay?
So.
Two of them.
So,
you can think of a lot of names with and in it. What are you going to say?
Right, so, sure? I want to give an example. Like, only in theaters. Join us June the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on your radio station to the Blind and Beyond radio show for the birthday celebration of our friend Michael Golder. Games, prizes, winners. Let it be you. You be the one.
Very clever. Very clever.
Very clever, Chris.
Very clever.
Was that good?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was very good. Talking about my birthday on June the 19th. Yeah, it's going to be a great party. It's going to be a great party. Live on the air. Yep. Special birthday. Special. Big number. Big number. Anyway, anybody know any songs, any books, any movies that have the word "and" in it? You got to give me two when you call in. Two. It's got to be the word "and" in it. I just thought of one right now. I never thought of it.
Charlotte's Web.
And
just a second. I did. Nobody will know the one that I was going to say.
You can say a movie and a book, or you can say a song and a book. I don't care what you say.
Can I say one?
No, because they're going to give the answer.
Nobody will guess.
Yeah, but I just thought
maybe
of something.
Nobody will volunteer this one.
Maybe it's the same one I'm thinking of.
No, I doubt it. It's a children's story.
I got a book that goes way back to the Kitty Kids.
Yeah, well, mine's a children's story.
Well, don't say
you're thinking the same one, I think.
Oh, I wonder.
Oh, I know what it is now. Now it's just, but it's, you can still get two. Okay, I know what it is. I know what you're going to say. J&J, right?
No.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
It's B&B.
What?
Blind and Beyond.
I didn't say Blind and Beyond.
I'm saying it's B&B, but not Blind and Beyond.
Okay. Okay, so anybody get the trivia? With has the word and has to be in it. And you got to give me two, not one. Two. It's got to be legitimate, too. I want a song, a book, a movie that has the word and in it. Anybody can say it? 407-894-1680.
Okay, so like, and I am telling you I'm not going nowhere, right?
Like he said, Blind and Beyond.
Okay.
If that was a book.
You're watching.
Oh, I thought you said a movie.
I said anything, a book, a movie, a song. Could be a book. I said a book, a movie, a song, anything. But I want you to give me two.
By the way, if our guest in a few minutes, Peter Cucciavi, is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and he will be Zooming in shortly. And if you have any questions or comments, please call him. And Peter loves when you call in.
Yep, yep. So,
he feels sad when you don't call in, so please call in.
So anybody
right now.
Call in now, 407-894-1680? Anybody know my trivia question?
I do.
But you got to give me two. You only know one. I said two. Two. You got to give me the answer, two. I thought of two right away. One I'm thinking is a book, and one
is
a song.
One right away.
All right, I got us a caller. I got one. He said he's going to
thinking.
He's going to give this a try. It's our good friend from Clint, Indiana. All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh. He said he think he can get it in now. So let's see. John Pretty.
Okay.
John
okay,
Pretty.
Who is it?
John Pretty
it's
good.
John
Pretty
Clint,
Swift
Indiana.
On it.
How are you doing, guys?
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, how are you doing? Hey, I think the my two words were things that has "and" in it was the way when I first learned how to read. It was Dick and Jane.
But, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Dick and Jane. I wasn't thinking about that one. Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
And the passion.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about that.
Pride and the Passion.
What was the second one? What?
The book was Dick and
Jane. Do you have another one?
Yeah,
yeah, but
two.
Michael's looking for two. You got another backup?
You have to give me two.
You said this. You don't have. You said two things.
No, you have to give me two. You have to give me two. No, two. You have to give me two.
I can't hear.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to think another book and a movie.
Or a movie.
Or a movie. Or a song.
Or a movie.
You have to give me two.
Well, my mind just went blank, guys. You know, when you get that old up there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's as far as I got, too, John.
Well, thanks for calling in, John. Thank you.
Did you get your gift card?
Pardon?
Did you get your gift card? Lynn wants to know.
I haven't got the gift card yet, no.
Did you get your Visa card?
Nope.
No, he said no.
No? Oh, okay. You'll probably get it on Tuesday with the mail.
Mail so slow. Okay, so in a way.
Anyway.
Okay, folks, you got to give me two. Remember, I've been saying two, not one, two. Two
okay.
books, Good night, John. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the call,
John. Good night, John.
I didn't get it.
Take care.
I didn't get it. You got to give me two when you call in. Two. Not one. Two.
That's hard.
A song. I can think of many. I'm thinking of two right away. That's the dog.
Well, there go two answers right there. They just gave. They just gave three answers. They said roof, 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 roof. There go again. They gave an answer. Mike, do they count? Don't they get a gift? They get a doggy treat, right?
Doggy treat, yeah.
Anybody else know it?
Read that book?
Anybody else know it? So we're talking about a song, a book, a movie that has the word "and" in it, and there's many, 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 many.
Hey, Chris?
A lot of children's book.
I don't think Chris is old enough to read Dick and Jane.
One of the biggest movies, and when I tell you the name of it, you'll all say, "Oh yeah."
All right, I got a caller calling all the way in from Brunswick, Georgia.
Okay.
Brunswick Stu.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Brunswick, all the way in the building, all the way live is the one and only Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, how you doing?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Michael, Lynn, and Gary.
Hi, Carolyn.
I love Carolyn.
You think you know the answer, Carolyn?
Yes. One is Jack and Diane, and another.
What's that? Who's that? Never heard of Jack and Diane. Is that a book?
Yeah, that's a song, Jack and Diane. You never heard that?
Oh, it's a song.
No, I never heard of that song.
Okay.
Jack and
What's
Diane.
What's the second one?
Frankie and Johnny.
Oh,
that one I heard of. Frankie and Johnny.
Oh,
that's right.
Good.
Frankie and Johnny, yeah. Frankie and Johnny.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Coming your way, Carolyn. $10 gift card coming your way. The first one I never heard of that, though. What was the first one she said?
I've never heard of Jack and Diane. It was a popular song.
It was a popular song.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay.
All right.
Frankie, what's the name of it?
Jack and Diane.
Jack and Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never heard
if you
of it.
If you say it, I believe you. I never heard of it. Jack and Diane.
If you play it, tell Chris to play it, and then you'll say, "Oh, that song," because you probably heard it.
I want to hear it.
Maybe just open.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have a song called Jack and Diane in the library?
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
I know the song there.
Give it to Carolyn. She knows it. That's why I didn't question it.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing
100%.
Up in the heartland.
I know that song.
Yeah, I think this came out right around.
That's a good one.
Yeah, this came out like right around the early, I want to say early 80s, maybe? Maybe late 70s, 80s, early
80s? 80s, yeah.
I never heard of it. Should leave it to Carolyn.
Yes,
I didn't question. Carolyn says it's got to be true.
Yeah.
When Carolyn says it's got to be true. Yep.
Wow. John. John Cougar.
That's
cool. I never heard of it. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Very
I'll tell you who I was thinking about. Nobody thought of it. I was thinking about War and Peace. War and Peace.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Jack and Jill.
Well, yeah, Jack and Jill.
I was going to say Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill went up the hill. Yeah,
to absolutely. Fetch a pail of water.
Yes, Jack and Jill went up the hill. Yep. Jack
and Jill. A book.
War and Peace. Oh, how about Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
Those are the things I was thinking of. Romeo and Juliet. War and Peace. Jack and Jill. We're going to break. Don't go away. You'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
It's a birthday celebration, a birthday bash going down Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate with us for the Blind and Beyond radio show, Michael Golder's birthday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. We want your ears. We want you tuned in. We want your fingers on the speed dial to call in and win for games, fun, and prizes right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Tune in Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m., Michael Golder's big birthday bash. We want your ears in the place. We want your ears in the mix. We want to hear from you. Michael Golder's birthday bash right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com. or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now, on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond radio show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down are the ones that will help you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. I'm going to repeat that again. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. So would you like to call in and say hello? You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You never heard of it. Are you telling me you never heard of the show? You're turning those dials, you never heard of the Blind and Beyond radio show? Well, it's a shame. Shame, shame, shame. You never heard of it.
I don't want to go to Mexico no more, more, more. Oh, sorry, wrong one.
What are you saying? Listen to Chris Shaw.
I heard shame, shame, shame.
What are you saying, Chris Shaw?
It just went into one of them songs that I did with my cousins and my little sister and them. Shame, shame, shame. I don't want to go to Mexico no more, yeah. More, more. That's all. Happy birthday, Mike. It's your month. Your birthday month coming up.
It's too early yet. So not till June.
Don't rush it.
Not till mid-June. Yep.
Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Yes.
He's off the air. Yeah. What do you want, Gary?
I was going to ask him if he knew the book Dick and Jane. I don't think he's old enough to have read that book.
Dick and Jane. I'm surprised nobody said War and Peace. Or Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet. That was a song? That was a movie? Romeo and Juliet.
Hey, okay, I'm back. Listen.
How about Peter?
Yeah.
We got Chris from Wildwood on the phone line who just want to say hi.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Love to hear from Chris from Wildwood.
Yeah.
From Wildwood. How you doing, Chris from Wildwood?
Hi, I just wanted to call. I just wanted to tell you how much I really do appreciate by sitting up listening to y'all. Like I say, last week I won. I've been
you know, every week I say when Sunday come, I'm gonna make sure I get on this thing, on this radio and listen. Oh. Y'all. I was just calling a shout out, y'all.
Right.
Hey, y'all.
Well, thank
y'all,
you for y'all. The shout out. That's
thank
really
you.
Nice.
Yep.
That's very nice of you, Chris. Chris from Wildwood. Yeah, thank
really
you
think.
For calling. In. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Keep calling. Keep calling, right. Chris.
Okay, thank you.
That's Chris from Wildwood. Sorry for talking over you, Chris. I just got hit in the head.
That's okay.
Just got hit in the head, folks. My lovely wife just hit me in the head for talking over Chris from Wildwood. Chris from Wildwood, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Sorry that I talked over you.
When we were in the studio, I used to kick you under the table.
I still love you, though, honey.
Yeah.
I still love you.
All righty. All right. Hold on. I got to do this. Because... we got a special guest on the phone line. He called in. Lynn, can we do this?
What's that?
Our guest that was supposed to call in early in the first half of the show.
Oh, okay. So it looks like we're going to have two Peters in the same 45 minutes.
We thought we petered out.
Let's talk to Peter. Peter Durante.
Yeah. And Gary, you can introduce him.
Okay. We in here yet?
Yeah, he's in.
I'm here.
Oh,
okay.
Gary, enter.
All right, this is my very, very good friend, fellow CB. I want to introduce you to Peter Durante, and he's going to, first of all, sing us God Bless America. Take it away, Pete.
Oh, okay. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, everybody.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Very good.
Peter, wait, Gary. Gary, I gotta ask him a question. Peter?
Yeah.
Peter?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Are you there, Peter?
Go ahead.
Is it true? Did I hear it true that next week or a couple weeks you're going to be? How old are you going to be?
On Friday, I'll be, thank God, 98. And
wow. Right now, listen to this.
And, how young you sound.
It's to all the good prayers.
Peter, you're fabulous. Peter, at 98, I hope I can even be alive, let alone sing the way you do. You sing fabulous.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You sing fabulous.
Well, listen,
98
I'm
years old.
Unbelievable.
Let's sing happy birthday to him.
Chris.
I want to sing happy birthday. Let's sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. 98 years young.
I'll be sending
Peter,
you guys a gift.
Is it true you're still driving, Peter?
Yes, I'm still driving. And I live alone. Once in a while, I sleep beyond the time. But I'm still active, helping somebody out with their work and all, and I'm still keep busy doing something. The trick is to keep busy and not to use the rocking chair too much. Keep busy, pray a lot, and lie about your age. Listen, you guys do a fabulous job. I'm going to send you a nice present for your work.
Hey,
well,
Pete.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete.
I can't believe it.
Did he talk about CBs?
Thank you for having me on, Gary.
Wait, Peter. Why don't you talk about the CBs? Because you were a CB.
Go ahead. I was in the CB.
First and original.
I went into the Navy when I was 18. I was drafted out of college, out of high school, with a lot of other guys. And thank God... we didn't go overseas right away, and it was pretty good. You know, I went in when the Japanese were pushed all the way out of New Guinea, and we arrived there, and there was no fighting.
we constructed a 7th Fleet headquarters for the Navy, and we constructed a hospital for
He's going in and out.
Yeah.
Wounded.
Very
men.
Bad reception.
We constructed.
You're going in and out.
In New Guinea.
We're losing them.
And Hollandia was the capital then of the main place.
Is that
okay?
We're losing them.
Then we moved on.
Thank you, Peter, for calling in.
Wait, hold on, Mike. Wait, Lynn, he's still talking. He's still talking.
I'm here.
Oh,
okay. We can't hear him.
Anyway, I had a good venture in the Marines, and I mean in the Navy Seabees, and we constructed, you know, we built roads and stuff, hospitals, and I never had to kill anybody because the enemy was way above us, so it was a good experience, and I had a praying mother, and she sent a lot of prayers to my way, and we got through that, and I got home on Christmas Eve of December in 1944. I got home Christmas Eve, and I was protected all through the service, and I did my job, and I'm proud of what America has done over the years. They saved a lot of nations from hardship, and that's why everyone wants to live here. And I was glad to do what I could. Tomorrow we're going to have a memorial service in Sanford on the, I believe on the memorial dock down there. And my friend Mike Gantz. He's gonna say the prayer about
going in and out. I can't hear him.
And I think it's at 11. So it's gonna be a nice
service. Chris, can you hear him? I can't.
Yeah, he's coming through. He's coming through on my end. Okay. Well, thank you, Peter. We appreciate you, Peter, because we got another caller on the phone line, Peter.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
Thank you very much, Peter, for calling in.
Thanks for calling, Pete. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Happy 98.
Bye now. Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Peter. Happy 98. Unbelievable.
Okay. So who's our caller?
Who's our caller now?
Well, I thought Peter was there. Lynn? Peter?
What?
Peter, the other Peter.
Oh, now we have another Peter.
Is he there with you?
No.
I told him to call.
Peter Jerry.
Yeah, see, I'm confused on all the Peters. We didn't have four Peters.
They got a lot of Peters.
No, hey, I told him to call the studio if it was too hard for him to zoom in from right now. He's in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Yeah, see,
hey,
I got the
Chris,
wrong
you want to introduce?
Well,
Chris,
yes, sir.
You want to introduce Peter Cottontail?
Well, before I do that, let's just go ahead and introduce this jam right here.
Okay.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to me the thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we die, spouting a flame from. The U.S. Air Force.
down we roared to score the rainbow's blood of gold, of course, to the host of men we boast, the U.S. Air Force. Oh.
Go to the break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training.
For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
It's a birthday celebration, a birthday bash going down Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate with us for the Blind and Beyond radio show, Michael Golder's birthday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. We want your ears. We want you tuned in. We want your fingers on the speed dial to call in and win for games, fun, and prizes right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Tune in Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m., Michael Golder's big birthday bash. We want your ears in the place. We want your ears in the mix. We want to hear from you. Michael Golder's birthday bash right here on the
Blind and Beyond
radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. This is Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And folks, sorry if we interrupt. Sorry if we, let's just say, talk over. Because we are home. We're not in the studios, as you know, because ever since COVID-19, we've been operating from our house, and Chris Shaw is in the studio. So we're home, and we can't hear all the time when someone calls in on the radio.
We don't have our headphones on.
We don't have headphones on, so it's hard for us to hear.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. So the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Chris? Would you play the rest of those soldier songs, please?
The military
anthems, please. Got to get them all in. Listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
didn't.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Chris, did you play the TV song? Here you go, now the TV.
And that's all she wrote.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show. That was the CBs.
That was that's the CBs. Right. That was Gary. That was Gary and Peter right there.
That's right.
That's my song.
Best for last. Yep.
The best for last.
Okay, folks. It's now trivia time. This is the last trivia of the show.
It's your trivia.
But this is a fellow and group that's been around, let's put it this way, for more than 50 years. He's still playing, has hits. And you wouldn't recognize the voices, you call it right away. I want a new listener. Who's singing this song? 7-8-9-4-16-80. Boy, he played this song a long time.
What a night.
Good song.
A long time.
Who yeah, I'm sorry.
I want to know.
I got caught up in the song. That was me. I got caught up in the song.
But listen to me. Listen to me. I only want a new caller. A new caller because everybody knows the name of that group and who's singing the song. I only want a new caller. New caller first. New caller.
Yeah, I was really in here singing. I was really here getting it in because I thought I was part of the group.
He's
good job, Chris. Good job.
60 years. 60 years he's been around. Since 1957, 58. How many years is that?
That ain't been up since 57.
I said he has been. The group's
oh,
been
he
around.
Has been.
Yeah, the group's been around. Since the 50s. 58, 59. Had a lot of hits.
Gary, tell everybody about the peacocks in your yard tonight.
Oh, well, they're out here. I don't know. I'm surprised you hadn't heard them yet. I think it was the Waltons. They all say goodnight to each other about this time. But I'm getting more babies. I think, man, I must have about 30 peacocks out here.
Oh,
Brother
wow.
Gary, he went out there the other day to get the mail. And one of the peacocks actually came up to him and let him reach over and touch and pet his back.
All right.
Then Gary had to go in and get some bread and feed him.
All right. So we got a brand new caller on the phone line, and she was listening good, and she was listening hard. Calling all the way from Orlando, Florida, is the one and only Miss Althea. Althea, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Althea.
Good, good.
Hello, girl. Is it Althea? Althea?
Althea.
Althea.
Oh, Althea, A-L-T-H-E-A.
Yes.
Althea, okay. Althea.
So you're a new listener. That's fabulous. New fabulous. Thank you for listening. So you think you know the trivia
Thank
song?
You.
Who's singing the song?
Yes. The Miracles. You Really Got a Hold on Me.
And what was the lead singer name? You know the lead singer?
Oh, the lead singer? No.
He's famous.
Elvis Presley.
No.
Blank, blank, and the Miracles.
You're right. You're half right. What was the name of the lead singer?
Blank, that
was,
blank.
It's so-and-so in the Miracles.
Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
His first, I'll give you a hint. His first name is Smokey. Did that help you?
I can hardly hear you.
His name is Smokey. They know him as Smokey.
All right, so she can hardly hear you, she says. No, no. So what they're saying is, do you know who the lead singer name was? All right.
Oh, I didn't know that was the question. I thought you said who's singing.
Well, no. But the name, the lead name goes with the rest of the group. So
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're fair. I'll give you because you're right.
I can
Miracles.
Hear you.
But his name.
Okay, so
Smokey,
she's going to. It's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Smokey Robinson.
You really got a hold on me. All right, so out there, what you're going to do? I want you to hold on because we could barely hear you.
We're going to give you $10 gift card from Sub. I'm sorry, from Sonny's
okay.
Barbecue, the best
Sonny's.
Barbecue in.
And
Orlando.
You're getting a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. So,
Athea, awesome.
Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right? I need to get some information from you, okay?
All right.
I'm going to give it to her. That was the Miracles, but it's on the record, if you look at it, it says Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
She was driving on her phone.
She was driving. Okay.
So that's not good.
New listener, listen.
Oh, she was in a car.
She might have been on the speakerphone in her car.
I said Smokey. I can't trying to give it away. Yeah. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
So anyway, we're not saying goodnight yet, but just get my 2 cents in. I just wanted to remind everybody to join us once again next week with co-host Dave Hillebrand. And Dave is going to have a friend call in and tell us all about ham radio and so much more. So that'll be fun.
I just want to say one thing. God bless all the servicemen for all the years, because otherwise we wouldn't be on this radio. We have the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thanks to all the servicemen who gave their lives to keep this United States of America in a democracy. And thank God we can have Oi on the radio and talk about the vision impaired and the blind. And the sighted, to talk about a show like this to entertain you and to give you all kind of advice about the blind. Nowhere else do we have a show like this. We're the only radio show in the world to have like this, a commercial radio show that have the sighted and the blind on the show, that we can have fun, entertain you, and give away a lot of prizes. And we try to. But sometimes we screw up. We're not perfect.
Live radio.
It's a live radio show, and we're live from Orlando, Florida. And if you're listening, wherever you're listening to this radio show, we hope you like it. We hope we entertain you. We hope we educate you. That's what the show is all about.
Michael, maybe next week some people who are listening, the sighted listeners, can call in. We have some time next week. They can call in and share why they like the show.
Well, we'd love to hear about the sighted people.
Besides our schedule.
Yeah, if they can call.
You know what else we can say? We have listeners and stuff from young to 98.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there aren't that many shows around, period. But here we are, a live radio show that entertain you in every which way. So here we are. I'm blind. Gary's blind. Lynn is sighted.
And Chris is sighted.
And we're operating out of our homes, but we're on live on a radio out of our main is out of Orlando, Florida. Our flagship is WOKB out of Florida. We're on AM and FM in some radio cities, and we have some very nice radio stations that's also picking up this broadcast. As well as we're on the internet. And you can listen on Alexa. You can listen on TuneIn Radio. You can listen on many ways, shapes, and forms. And if you miss any part of this show, just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to me, to say Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat that, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We'd love to hear from you if you have anything
one
nice
more
to
thing.
Say. What are we going to say?
One more thing, and that's if you have any PSAs out there anywhere in the United States, any organization get PSAs to tell us about, we can help you get the word out to your community, listeners in your community. Write to Michael. Yeah, go ahead and write to Michael. Or call on in. We'll take your calls right away.
Gary, while we have a second, why don't you remind people about the BVA?
Oh, we'd love to have anybody, any veterans been out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have the BVA, the Blind and Veterans Association. And all you have to do is contact the BVA.org and sign up today. It's very inexpensive to become a lifetime member. And we need you as members to help vote for us and for the fundings we need to get the VA to offer the equipment that they give us for free, all the veterans. So that's the BVA.org.
Alrighty. Well, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for having us in your homes tonight. We appreciate you having us in your home. Hope you like the show. Hope you got a kick out of it. And also hope you remember one thing. Sometimes during the show, we try to be serious when we talk about the memorial show of all the soldiers, service people who lost their lives. We thank them. It's always in our prayers. And thank you for listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you, Gary, for coming on tonight.
Peter was saying they're having a memorial in Sanford tomorrow that he'll be at. Right.
Thank you, Gary, for coming on the show.
Yep.
Thank you,
yep.
Peter. Chris Shaw, he did a great job as usual.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys are the best.
Thank you. And Lynn.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Good night, all. Everyone, God bless you all. And don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night, everybody. We love you. Be safe.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.